From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, December 18th at 8:55. And we have Ellen Dearden on the line for the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And when I looked at my calendar today, I was surprised that the next two Thursdays are holidays for the market, even though the market already looks like it's in a holiday mode. Just don't have a lot of news, don't have a lot of action, just a little bit of back and forth. We have had outstanding demand in the corn that showed up again yesterday with the ethanol setting a record for production and use of corn. CPI figures that came out this morning were a little more friendly than the expected over 3% increase in CPI. It came in at 2.7% for November. So the market is trying to hold together. The corn and the wheat are a little higher. The beans, not so much. We are seeing right now March corn futures at 444. That's up 3.5 cents. We've got new July at 457.5, up 4 cents. And new crop December, 462, up 1.5 cents. On the bean side of things, we are continuing to see lower prices in spite that unknown destinations bought 114,000 metric tons of corn overnight. Sinograin is auctioning off corn, beans again tomorrow, 550,000 metric tons. That's thought to be making room for imports of U.S. beans. Right now, we see the January bean futures at 10.52¾. That's down 5.5. March at 10.63¾, down a nickel. And new crop November, 10.72¾, down 2¼. On the meal side of things, we're up about a buck. On the bean oil side of things, we are down 36 points in the nearby Jan at 48.18. On the Chicago wheat market, it has had a very hard week this week, being down nearly every day. However, right now, March Chicago wheat is 508¾. That's up 2.5. And new crop July, 529.5, up 1¾. The KC wheat is also higher. The cattle futures got turned back yesterday at some resistance levels. They are down again this morning, as is the feeder cattle. Keep in mind that Friday afternoon, we'll see a cattle on feed report. Be interesting to see what that says. Placement guesses are kind of wide, but lower than a year ago. Right now, we've got the December live cattle at $227.67, down at $2.62. Feb at $228.07, down $1.47. And the March feeders at $333.17, down $3.15. On the hog side of things, February hogs at $84.17 are up $1.17. Have you seen the specials on hams at the grocery store? Might as well put one of them or two of them in your freezer. Crude oil futures up 39 cents at 56.33 after making new lows for 4 years earlier this week. We've got the metal futures lightly mixed with the gold lower. Dollar index just about unchanged. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.